Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.
Already, it is December 9th, year of our Lord 2020. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I am now joined in by my daughter, who goes by the name Catch-22, or okay. Brianna. Brianna, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
What's up, Brianna? Here.
Hi.
And Marcus is jumping the gun. I'm now going to introduce Marcus to the call. Marcus Allen, how are you, Marcus?
I'm always doing great. Thanks for asking.
And I think your son is in the call.
Oh, I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Ty.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. And say hi to my daughter, Brianna.
Hello, Brianna. I've heard a lot about you.
Well, hope it's all good things.
No, nothing to worry about. You're all good.
Oh, that's good.
So tonight I just wanted to do about an hour talking with two young people about what's going on in the world, because what's happening is extremely significant, extremely historical, extremely dramatic, traumatic, just about every superlative you can think of in the book. So I want to do far less talking than I normally do, if possible. It's going to be hard because I have Marcus on the line as well, and Marcus is a great talker as well, so it's going to be hard for him maybe to sit back and see if we can get the young people to tell us what they think is happening and how they're feeling about it. So let me go to Marcus next and let him say some opening remarks.
What is this, a Lincoln-Douglas debate type of format?
Who's Lincoln? Who's Douglas?
Never heard of that.
Go ahead. Tell me. I know you like to quiz me.
I'm not sure. It's a debating style. I don't like debates. I like having conversations. So I was kind of kidding around.
That's okay.
I don't know. What are you looking to accomplish? Do you want to just ask them some basic questions and let them riff? Or what do you think?
Oh, definitely. That's definitely what I want to do. But I wanted to see what your opening remarks were, just what you want to accomplish on this call as well, because you're at least 50% of the call with your side.
Well, I want to know if they think, because Ty and I have had actually a little blowout over this. I want to know if he thinks it's a good thing to know, to be in the know, to know the truth about life, or is it better to live in La La Land? And I'd like to hear both of them, their thoughts on that.
Okay, so why don't we start with Ty? Because you've already primed him on the topic, and that'll give Brianna time to think about it.
All right. So I think I've talked about this before. I definitely think ignorance is definitely bliss. And I feel it feels wrong to say that. And I was thinking about this earlier. I think I'm glad I know, but then I see a lot of rich people my age, like people that come for money. And I would say the only way it's better to not know is if your family has, you know, a money tree, because they can still go about their daily lives. They can put food on the table. They think wearing a mask is fun and they match it with their outfits. It's, I don't know. So I think that's the only way. I think that's the only case I would not want to know what's going on. But otherwise, I think I'm glad I know.
All right. Let me just preface the asking Brianna next, my daughter, because I think that Ty has taught truth and been told what Marcus thinks of the world probably more in depth and longer than I have with my daughter. So mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure exactly how much Brianna thinks about all this. So we'll just let her have the floor and A, just say how much you've absorbed from me over the years, how much you wanted to absorb, how much you have absorbed, and what you think about what's happening. And just answer, I guess, the direct question, is it better to know what I think I know and have told you, or better to be like others and just be surprised every single day from the media what's happening?
I would say to live the happiest life, it would be to not know. Mostly because when you do know and there's nothing you can do about it, you're just tortured. Mentally, you're just tortured the entire time. And it can make you feel better to rant to other people about things that you can do, and you can go to rallies and everything. But to be perfectly honest, it's so much better because, yeah, Ty's right. Ignorance is bliss. And it's just so much better to coast through life, just not knowing just what the government, I guess, or the higher power has in store for you, and to just be worried and potentially stressed for years and know that your freedom is going to be taken away over time. And it's so much easier to just not really know about that and just go through life as you do. And if you want to, you know, learn a little bit of truth, go ahead. But I think it's much easier to just live ignorantly, but make your own decisions through that ignorance and not be completely let off a cliff. So there you go.
Okay. Good answer. Do you want to ask Ty, or does Ty want to ask you a direct question as well about what he's experiencing?
I think I want to jump in here.
Go ahead.
Do you think it's selfish to have that opinion?
To have the opinion I do?
Yeah, I think we're sort of on the same page, but do you feel guilty thinking that? I definitely do.
Guilty and, like, just knowing that ignorance is bliss, or guilty that what exactly?
So we were both saying that we would probably be better off if we didn't know this stuff. Doesn't that feel wrong? Like, don't you feel like we should be doing something about this?
I guess, but the way I also look at it is no, because it takes a certain kind of person to fight it. I personally don't have that mentality to fight it. It would be great, you know, to make it all go away and just to fight the higher power, but you don't really have that option. Because the way I look at it is, my dad wants to fight it, as we all know. However, you have to think of it in the context of, you're still a human being trying to live on this planet, and he's trying to provide for a family, so you can't really gamble with that, ultimately, because he has to look at it in two different perspectives, which is, you can fight it, and you can, you know, help the rest of the world, or I guess you can be selfish and help your own family and just, you know, talk about it and talk about it with other people, and they can, you know, be inspired to fight it. But he also has to look at his side, and he has a family to provide for, and if he goes out there and fights this and is, you know, either thrown in jail or something, then he's got a family out there who's got, you know, no source of income anymore. I mean, I guess there could be me, but that I can't really, I don't have a job that can provide for a family. So you got to look at it that way as well. Like, sure, it would be great to fight it, but in the reality of it, you can't, because you need a lot more people, a lot more power, and a lot more money to be able to fight this kind of thing. And I think there's not enough pull for the average person to do that.
That's a good answer. Very good.
Can I jump in with a clarification? Let me clarify the question. It wasn't, do you think that you should be awake to fight it? Because I do not think you can win it. The question was just basically, are you content, happy, thrilled, not thrilled, depressed, knowing what you know about the truth about life or not? Not as much so as to fight it.
No, I'm not depressed on the fact that I know this. I could be. I could let myself be depressed knowing that the world's potentially going to shambles and that the control is growing, but I don't look at it in a bad way. I look at it in, like, that's the way it's gonna go. Then sure, I can't really do much about it. I can only try to just have the best life that I can. So, as little or as much control, as Hunger Game-y as it's going to become, I don't know. So, might as well just live your best life right now.
Is it on? How about Ty? Ty, did that answer your question? Because Marcus clarified it in a different way, but your question was, is it selfish because you have the knowledge, you have a great idea of how you think this is playing out, you have a greater view of the big picture. You're not just stuck in this week's answers because you think, because of our research, that we have a better, wider, longer range perspective. So we probably have a better idea of what next year is looking like, whereas the average person only can see next week or what they're told. So are you saying you think we have a responsibility to do more because we have this, what we think is a better perspective and knowledge?
Now, I mean, in the past, I probably would have said no, but now I feel like if you're awake now, it is absolutely our responsibility, whether you like it or not. I hate it. I mean, it's draining just knowing about all of this. So that's why I wanted to ask your daughter, because mm-hmm. I'm sort of stuck right now. You know, it's like, do I talk about it with everyone? Do I only talk about it with people that are on the same page? But that doesn't really get you that far if they're already awake.
What do you think you should be doing based on what you know? How should you channel your energy?
Well, I would say this is a good start. Mm-hmm. Stuff like this, because it's not, I don't know, then it's just the struggle, and your daughter can probably relate to this, where you don't want to talk about this with your extended family and your friends and people you work with, and, you know, burn bridges that way. So I don't know what the right answer. I don't know what you think, Brianna, about that stuff.
I guess the more I think about it, I guess, yes, it could be considered draining. The only way I think is draining is that, like, you can't convince other people of your opinion, but that really goes for anything. But I know the most conflicting thing I have right now would be the fact that I have my dad's side, but then I also have my boyfriend's side. And I respect them both equally, but one is obviously much, you know, farther along in being convinced of this than the other. But it's hard to know you have an opinion and that someone who's, you know, super close to you doesn't. I mean, obviously the rest of the world doesn't really have this same opinion, but it is harder when you're trying to balance certain, like, friendships and relationships like this, and you have an opinion and they don't have the same one, because that I find the hardest, because you're close to people and you can't talk about it, but they're just going to look at you like you're a wackadoodle sometimes, and it's not fun, but uh-uh. If you have the respect of the people you're around, and you don't just immediately go, the world's against us, we're all gonna die, they look at you with a little bit more respect, and they kind of understand where you're coming from, and they'll listen to you. But will they be convinced of it? Probably not, but they will listen sometimes, and, you know, probably go home and talk about you behind your back to other people, but it's fine. But you say what you can, and They either choose to listen or they don't. I know that my extended family has chosen not to listen because they're enslaved by CNN. And I know that my roommates and my boyfriend do listen. They will listen to certain things. Like, my roommates are all against the vaccine.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. I know that.
None of them want it because they think it's come out much too fast. Mind you, in my opinion, you can't really tell. I'm kind of going on a tangent here. It's not really answering the question, but
no, I like it. Keep going.
The reason they don't want the vaccine is because it came out too fast. And of course, we all know the regular vaccines, whatever's in those, 8 to 10 years to perfect it. But this has come out like 6 months after they announced it. And the first, like, they say it's going to come out like in 2 weeks. That's the latest update that I've heard. It's 2 weeks away. I see on TikTok people who have gotten the vaccine, and there's a guy on TikTok I recently found on my feed who is going to take us through him getting the vaccine and all the symptoms from 7 to 10 days and see what happens. Apparently the symptoms are, you can get a fever, or potentially a head cold, I believe. Those are the symptoms of getting the vaccine now. My problem is I can't really figure out what's in it. Because I can't really discern the truth from a lie at this point, because they can, like, the whatever the heck it's called, the one that starts with a P, those people.
Pfizer,
yeah, that one. That vaccine is the top one for Canada, as I've seen. So I don't know what the heck's in it. Will I probably have to get it to live a life? Yes. But I won't run out and get it immediately because it's very fast. But I look at it like I got the flu shot because I got the flu shot all the time when I was a kid.
You did?
Yes. We got the flu shot all the time as a kid, but then we stopped. And then I thought, like,
how many times did you get the flu shot?
Probably every single year for a long, like, a couple years. Elementary school. Stopped maybe midway through elementary school.
Did you get it at school?
Nope, we went to the mall to go get it.
Okay.
We go get it in the mall with, like, everybody else, but then you couldn't get it, Dad, because it has egg in it. It's egg-based, so you couldn't get it.
I've never had it.
Ever. I know, but that's my problem with this one, because they're saying people who have allergic reactions to it are exempt, but does that mean they're going to have to wear masks for the rest of their lives? Because they can't get this vaccine, because they have clearly stated if you are allergic to it or if you have past allergic reactions to vaccines for, like, flus or SARS or whatever, mm-hmm. you don't have to get it if you can prove, I guess, that you have allergic reactions to it. So I'll assume you don't have to get it because this one could be egg-based as well. God knows.
Yes, but I think so. Okay.
Now I'm thinking, do you have to wear a mask for the rest of your life or until this goes away, until it blows over and just
there's no blowing over. Okay, let's let Ty and Marcus talk, because you did a great job, but we have to be equal opportunity podcasters. If Marcus, right. Marcus, you want to ask Ty, or Ty, you want to ask Marcus, or Ty wants to ask me?
I had to put the – I turned my monitor off so I don't say anything, so I just turned it back on.
Okay, we have to be balanced here.
Oh, you don't have to be. I have so many questions.
Cool.
First of all,
fire.
If we can get some, I know you're a very private person, Tim.
Yeah.
Would you give permission to give us a little bit more about your daughter? Like, does she go to college? Is she at your house? Like,
oh, no, she can talk. She can talk.
Okay.
Oh, I'm at university right now.
Okay. So yeah. You're literally not in the same house as Tim talking right now?
No.
Oh, okay, good. And may I ask how old you are?
21.
Oh, wow.
Blackjack. Yeah.
Okay, that gives a little bit more context.
And Ty is how old again?
How old am I? I'm 19.
Okay.
I am 19.
Right, that's right.
All right, okay. Where are you going with this?
I'm just trying to get some
context of our ages.
Yeah, like, similar age.
Over the years.
Similar age. No, you're both like, Gen Z. Both Gen Z, apparently.
No, I like the way how Brianna was throwing you under the bus, saying, "Don't you know that I got vaccinated every year?"
Well, I don't remember how many times, because that
Well, I wouldn't consider it throwing under the bus because...
I was kind of kidding. I like to joke with your dad.
Oh, okay. Well, I just think because, you know, I mean, my parents always did look into vaccines. You know, they always told us they looked into certain things when we were kids, and they would choose ones to get or ones to not get. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't before potential anti-vax or anything. They just looked into it because, you know, I mean, there are certain things you probably shouldn't put in your body that they tell you you have to get. But, like, why do we have to get it? I'm not an anti-vaxxer personally. I will, like, when I have kids or anything, I will look into certain vaccines to give them or not to give them, whichever ones, you know, that make sense to me to give to the kids, because I'm sure one has to be good for something out there, because there's certain ones that they don't shove down our throats, and I'm sure they're not continuously lying to us about vaccinations, because I guess maybe they could be, but in my eyes, they're probably not, because there's something that doctors know that regular schmucks don't know.
Well, I challenge that, and I'm sure Marcus would as well. I didn't have any idea about vaccinations before I looked into Truth. It just was not on my radar at all whatsoever. I just knew I couldn't get them because of my allergic reaction, but honestly, I didn't know it was even on the discussion table like so many other topics in the world. But Ty, what do you say?
Whoa, where do I even start with that one?
Go.
It's just not even a choice in this household at this point, if I can get it or not. I mean, I don't think it's probably right, but it's just that battle again. It's like, I want to participate in normal life, but when your dad says, well, you're just not getting it, period. I mean, I have my opinions about it. I don't know. I don't really want to vaccinate my own children, but then I just struggle with, do I even want to bring children into this world that we're in? Mm-hmm. So I'm back and forth on it. But I hate the word anti-vax, but I'm probably...
Well, I don't like, I agree. I don't like anti anything, because that is just a pejorative negative label that...
It's just a way to divide people, that's all.
For sure, but why do the people that don't support a certain viewpoint that is unfavorable to what may be or may not be the majority, why do they get labeled with the anti or the negative or the black mark? That's not
right. Because you're a minority. I mean,
well, are we really? That's a really great question.
Well,
are
the media
people that don't
portrays
like
you as a minority? The media does.
Right.
You don't agree with the media. If you don't agree with the media, you're wrong.
And who funds the media?
That's always the way it is.
And who funds the media? That's
Justin Trudeau.
Well, yeah, in Canada, our government does pay a big chunk to the media now, which is within the last year. That's a recent, pretty fascistic, insidious development that's happened in our country. But, Ty, how much control? I think you live with your parents all the time. How much control, because you're an adult, obviously, you can go to war, you can vote. How much control do your parents exert over your autonomous decisions? Because as much as I would like to think I can control my children, they're both adults, and legally, I can't tell them what they have to do. That's just the simple law.
Well, can I jump in on that?
Very sure. Quickly.
Well, first of all, this is all on me. This has nothing to do with Ty's mom. Ty's mom will say Ty can do whatever he wants. He's an adult and that sort of thing. I do not – I'm kind of like the dictator. I admit it. I am kind of like what they say. Well, they say you don't have to get the vax, but then you have no life. And that's the same thing that I have here. I say if you get the vax – you'll never be able to come to me for help in any situation, because I know what that vaccine's going to do. All vaccines, by the way, I know what that vaccine's going to do to you. And I don't need the guilt of you being sick in the future that you've just broken the tether. So it's all on me. I can answer that for Ty. And, you know, he's conflicted, and I totally get it. I'll let him continue off this, but I want to take all ownership It is 100% me. It is not my wife. She's going to say, Ty, go take the vax if that's what he wants to do. So with that said, go for it.
Oh, where do I mean, he just sort of said it all.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's weird because I live in a dictatorship, but I agree with it, which is, I mean, I guess my dad is good at spreading propaganda, but I agree with it. But then, even though I agree with it, it still stinks mm-hmm. when it applies to the rest of the world. I just feel like I'm living two lives. Live one with my family, then I live one with the rest of the world. And I don't know which is more important. I mean, of course I should be saying my family, but honestly, I don't know about that.
But here's the difference. See, the shit hasn't hit the fan yet. Wait 6 months. Wait till July of 2021, and then you'll find out who really cares about you. And I guarantee you, it's not going to be those people out there who are going to care about you. It always comes down to the family. They care about you more.
And then here's the other thing. It's also the principle of this vaccine. It's just, I won't talk to you if you get this vaccine. Well, it's like, all right. It's not even, I mean, I could be totally fine and my dad would still disown me for getting it. It has nothing to do with, my dad's all about the principle of things. And I don't know, Bree, if your dad is like that at all. I feel like he's a little calmer about these things. And I'm a little jealous, not going to lie. You have it way better in that case.
Well, my position against vaccines is building against them daily. And just the way our government and the world is threatening people is really tilting things violently towards the way Marcus thinks about it. And this is a daily occurrence when we're being threatened. How can something that's good for you, how can it be forced upon you if it's so good for you? And this is the biggest issue I'm having. And just, we are in the most powerful, most aggressive, most total spectrum dominance advertising campaign for a product in the history of the world right now. They literally have stopped the world to push their product, their $1 trillion product that will never ever have, that will never end. And this has never been done before. It's just unbelievable. So the vaccine issue should never have been an issue to divide people, families, the world ever before. But now they've pushed it literally right in our face. The needle is sticking right in our faces right now. And the idea that something that's so good for you we need the military to force it on you and to isolate or basically almost exterminate the people that don't agree with it. This is just off the charts crazy. So my position is a lot closer to Marcus's than maybe it ever has been before. So I wouldn't be too jealous of Brianna right now, because this is turning into the focal point of this whole PSYOP, as far as I can see.
Yeah, but you don't seem like the person that would disown their child for that. Because this guy would in a heartbeat.
Well, I don't know I don't know what Marcus would do.
No, I would. I would, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I've been very bold about that from the beginning. And this is before COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that's just an indication how strongly he feels that this thing, this needle, this vaccination could harm you. So obviously he's taking a very fierce stand, because he knows the decision to go against him could be lethal to you. And I'm anywhere from it does nothing to it can kill you.
A question for Brianna.
It can't help you. That is, I'm positive it can't help you.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it can help you go back to normal.
No, but it can't help you physically.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a question. By the way, does your daughter like Brie or Brianna? I've heard both now.
Brie's easier to say.
Brie is easier. I mean,
she doesn't like it.
No offense, I've never really been a fan. But
she doesn't like brie because that's a cheese.
Yes, okay. And that's been taunting on the elementary school playground for like 10 years. So, you know.
I understand. I completely understand. Been there myself. So my question for Brianna is this. If Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates came out and admitted that the vaccine will give you a 60 to 99% chance of being sterile where you can't have children ever again, would you take it?
No.
Because they've done that. They've said that.
Yeah. My only problem with the whole Bill Gates thing is I don't understand how you can go from a computer doctor to a human doctor in like 6 months. But, you know, that's fine. You know, 2020, do what you want to do. I wouldn't take it if your dad
can show you proof of that. So yeah, knowing that, why would I – am I being a good parent? That fact alone, forget whether it can kill you, make you sick, whatever. That fact alone is so important to me. I am a huge procreation fan. Mm. I think that the species is dying out. They have the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia that says that we're going to reduce the population to 500 million people. That's from 7 billion people. I know what the agenda is. They're admitting – Bill Gates and Fauci are admitting this. Why would someone do that? Now, if you're like, oh, I don't care, I don't want to have children, that's another – that's why I'm not going to – I don't cast aspersions on everyone who – or anyone who does or does not take the vaccine. I'm saying for my family, I want grandchildren. I know what the purpose of the vaccine is.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Because, yeah, obviously I want kids in the future, but if it's a sterilization immunization, then that would not be the thing to take. But I guess many people are just countering it with the fact that they want this to be over, and if you take the vaccine, it's all going to go away.
Okay, so with that said, Dr. Fauci said, even if you take the vaccine, this will not be over. He said that. Again, your dad can show you the proof of that.
Mm-hmm. And he said the masking won't go away, the physical distancing won't go away, and they're all over the place on purpose with will you still get COVIDs? Will you still be able to spread COVIDs? They don't know. There's no research. And this is for just – they are only talking to the people that believe in viruses and believe that viruses are contagious and believe viruses can cause you severe disability. And since they're speaking to the majority that do believe all that, they are leaving their position wide open to go any direction. They're just leading everyone – they're leaving it to everyone's imagination. This vaccine will do – wonderful things. It will do nothing. We're not making any promises to you. We're not going to tell you if you need it one time, two times, five times, once a month, once a week. They're not even telling you because they're not going to commit to anything. That's the beauty of this thing. It's so flexible and so fluid that they don't, and no one is demanding that they have a position on it. So people are just so intoxicated with the magic apple. Is it Snow White or Cinderella that had the apple?
Snow White.
Yeah, the point is it's wide open. And that's such a dangerous sharp tool that's in their drawer. It's crazy that people are surrendering to this. Mm. Go ahead, Ty. I've already been told I've been talking too much.
Oh, no. I enjoy listening. You're all good. So, Brianna, so if your college says you need it in 2 weeks, what are you going to do? Or you can't go?
Well, it's a very hard thing to, you know, determine, I guess. It's a hard decision to make. I would say for most people, I guess it isn't. For me,
Well, you said your roommates don't want to take it. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm trying to help you here.
Well, yeah, they don't want to take it because they don't know what's in it. That's their only thing, which is fair. It's a fair thing. I mean, they do believe the coronavirus is a thing. They won't take it. My boyfriend has said that he will absolutely take it.
Wow.
So, but my my roommates don't want it because they don't know what's in it. My only problem, I guess the biggest one that's kind of in my face is the fact that they're pushing it. I understand they push the flu shot every year. They just say, you know, you got to get it. But the way I look at the flu shot is my dad can't get it and he's never gotten the flu. Like he can't get it because he's allergic to it. And I guess the counter argument is, well, he can't get it, so you get it to save yourself and save others around mm-hmm. you and sayonara, father. But for the COVID vaccine, it's difficult because you don't know what's in it. They're pushing it super, super hard that everyone has to get it because it's the whole, you have it in you. Everyone has coronavirus. You're just symptomatic or asymptomatic. Everyone has it. You're a dick if you don't wear a mask because it protects others and not you. It's the peer pressure. It's the peer pressure, like, virus. That's what it is, ultimately. I don't know if I'd get the vaccine or not. If it's a sterilization in women, then obviously I will have to seriously consider getting it to have this normal life that they're telling us that we'll go back to, which you probably won't. Because
hold on, you're saying if it does cause sterilization, you'll have to seriously consider it so you can go to the movies? Is that what you just said?
Well, it's not just about going to the movies. It's about going back to school and seeing your friends. It's about going to a concert. It's about going to the mall, apparently. Like, it's mm-hmm. about doing anything that you ever want to do again. You get this vaccine or you stay in your house. That's pretty much all it is. You want to travel, you want to cross the border, you get the vaccine. If you want to go to the mall, you want to see your friends, you get the vaccine or you can't go see them. It doesn't matter about wearing the mask anymore. It matters if you have the vaccine. That's what it is. That's what they're pushing everywhere. That's all I see anymore. Mm-hmm. It's if you don't get the vaccine, you can't have a life. That's it. You can't do anything. If you want to do anything, you get the vaccine. But the vaccine only lasts for 90 days, apparently, so you have to keep getting it over and over again.
And who knows what flavor you'll get next time? Would you like the long-term sterilization or the short-term sterilization?
That's just a big problem. I don't understand why they have to push it so goddamn hard. I don't understand.
You do know why.
But they're saying that the entire world has coronavirus. It's the worst thing we've ever seen. It's terrible, horrible, awful. It's a strain of the flu, and we're all going to die. So you all need this vaccine because everybody has coronavirus inside of them, and you're going to kill someone if you go out and you don't get it. And you're a terrible person if you don't get the vaccine. You're an anti-vaxxer. You deserve to go to hell kind of thing. But it's just another way to divide people because you haven't had something that's divided people like this in a very long time. You haven't. Like, there's been nothing that's divided people like this. This is like, it's like the Bible believers and the people and it's like the monkey trial when they wanted to teach evolution to kids instead of God shooting us down with his finger. That's what I compare it to because that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the belief you have over if you should get a vaccine that you don't know what's in it and you should do it because of peer pressure, or if you should actually look into things mm-hmm. and just think, well, I understand the threat is you can't go back to your normal life.
What if you were told you'll never go back to normal no matter what? What if they actually put the cards on the table and say, we will never go back? So will that change your decision?
I would assume that change almost everyone's decision.
Yes. Well, if they told the truth.
That would change everyone's decision. That will probably change everyone's because everyone's just influenced by what they see in the media. That's it. And then the whole, I guess if you want to talk pop culture, Letitia Wright, you know, Black Panther, if anyone saw that, God knows, because I don't know what you people are into. But Letitia Wright came out and she did an anti-vax video, which everyone said, but she kept, you know, claiming that she's not an anti-vaxxer. She just wanted people to be aware of what they're putting in their bodies because it's coming out so fast and you don't know what's going in your body. It could just be saline. Like, you don't know what's in it. Ultimately, coronavirus or not, they're sticking something into you mm-hmm. and you don't know what it is. It could be anything, and you should be more aware of that. And of course, now she was canceled, and
They canceled her culture.
Yes, if you say certain things, like it's just
well,
of course they did because she's an anti-vaxxer. But that, of course, she debunked because she's not. She just wants people to be aware of what they're putting in their bodies, which is a fair point. It doesn't, because everyone's a lemming. It doesn't matter what you tell them. If someone in the media tells them and they get backed up by many people, like, no one has questioned why the hell Bill Gates is part of this. Has anyone? Ever? No.
Well, he's told us because he said vaccines are the best investment he's ever made.
Right.
He's told us why. And we're in a capitalist society. We all are here for the money. We understand that language. Oh, you're making good. Oh, I get it. Anyway, let's get back to the Marcus Ty side of the equation. You've done a great job, Brianna, but we have to give equal opportunity. And Marcus is too polite.
They can cut me off if they want to. Go ahead.
I know they're too polite.
Oh, my dad will.
No, no, he won't. No, Marcus is very restrained.
No, I love hearing new thoughts, and I'm actually taking a lot of notes. So keep going.
All right. So I thought we should. I think we got the vaccine thing out of
the way.
Hey,
by the way, Tim, do you have anything on FakoTube that shows Bill Gates with the TED Talk where he says, you know, vaccines can do a good job reducing the population? Do you have that on your site?
I probably do. I don't think I copied the TED Talk, but that clip has been used by many people that made videos that I probably have on the site.
I have that, but I'd rather send it to your site. So if you have it, can you send it to me right now?
Oh, I'd have to look for it.
Okay.
But like I said, I don't think I have the actual TED Talk.
I have the actual TED Talk, but if you have the clip, I'll post a link to your site.
Okay. I don't know how to find. I could go try and look, but I don't think I do.
Okay.
Anyways.
Go.
So I wanted to talk about masks.
Okay.
Our favorite thing to wear. So just like the vaccine, I struggle with my dad when we go out to places. He will not wear a mask anywhere. Actually, that's not true. He will wear it.
To get in,
and then it goes right off. And he's one of those people that don't have it above his nose. He doesn't even wear a mask. He wears a gator.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of them.
I like gators. I want to make a suggestion to Marcus because the Amazing Polly wore an old-fashioned brown paper bag unknown comic over her head with messages on the front and the back. And I thought that would – it totally qualifies and – that way you get some free advertising as well. And I was wondering if Marcus considered that because that.
I'm not walking around.
Today I was getting takeout at a Chinese restaurant and it says right on the sign, it says you must wear a mask unless you're sitting down at a table. So I'm sitting down literally waiting for my takeout. And this guy saw me without a mask on and he's like, you fucking asshole.
Whoa.
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Was that their owner?
I don't need to advertise with a the Gong Show comic mask.
Yeah, the unknown comic.
I don't need that.
Okay.
At least it gives you an excuse.
To what?
You have like your evidence with you at all times.
What evidence?
Why you won't wear a mask.
I'm at the point right now where I don't care what people think about me wearing a mask or not. I am not going to live their life. It's a lie. I am not going to live in their lie. So I don't care. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I feel like, Brianna, you could relate to this maybe a little bit. I don't know how – again, my dad's just on a whole nother level of
– cringe.
Of opposition. He's
just
opposing.
A whole other playing field.
He's opposing.
Yeah. It drives me nuts every time we go out as a family. He always gets gas. And, you know, I know a lot of people where we, you know, in our little area where we're at and.
What do you mean by gas? You mean gas for the car?
We get gas for the car at the grocery store and he never wears a mask and it's a small town. So, you know, every car who drives it.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to go in there without a mask. And I know who that person is. He's going to see that my dad's not wearing it. And I should not care about this stuff, but it drives me insane. I should not worry about it, but. So does your dad wear a mask everywhere?
Well,
I've heard a little bit, but I want to hear your side.
He does and he doesn't. I mean, he wears it like he wears it over his mouth. Like you see most people. I mean, let's be honest. Most people don't wear it properly like they're supposed to. It's like half over their nose. It's upside down. It's like above their chin, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't agree. It does drive me nuts because of the whole peer pressure thing. It drives me nuts when he doesn't wear it properly. It just bothers me because
we don't go out together.
We never went out anyway. It doesn't matter.
I know. We don't really go out anywhere, really. So it's comparable.
In small instances that we had, it does bother me because I'm like, I don't want to cause a scene. I just want to get in, get out, just move on. Mm-hmm. And that's been my mentality, you know, all my life. Like, just forget masks. That's mm-hmm. just, I just
Me
don't
too.
Want to cause a scene, don't want to cause a disturbance. So just wear the goddamn thing. We'll be going to Home Depot and just move on. I mean, some people want to make, you know, you want to be an oppositional. You don't want to follow what everyone else is doing. But I feel like that takes a certain kind of person. Marcus obviously is that kind of person, has that confidence, who's just like, no. And then the rest of the family's like, oh my God, this is it. He's going to get arrested on the spot. We're all screwed.
No, he's not going to get arrested.
So, well, can I jump in on that and defend myself?
Yes.
So is me being a confident person a good thing or a bad thing? Is that a good trait? Anyone?
I would say it's a good thing. I'm not saying in any way is this bad that you don't wear a mask. Sure, it's good. It's confident. Good for you. I personally don't care if someone wears a mask or they do wear a mask. It doesn't bother me either way. Obviously, it bothers a lot of other people who are fully invested in this, like my grandparents. Like, it drives them nuts. But I think, sure, the confidence in not wearing one. Like, I saw one girl yesterday in the grocery store, one, with her boyfriend or whoever, brother, fiance, whatever. She was with him. He was wearing a mask. She wasn't.
Wow.
And I appreciated, I guess, in a sense, that confidence of just being like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to wear one. Like good for you.
There
sure.
Goes the
you know?
Family rating on the show.
Like, all the power to you. Like, good for you. Have the confidence to not do it, because I'm sure then in many other instances you have the confidence to oppose other people, you know? Like, just not the mask thing, just in life you have that confidence just to be an oppositional someone who's independent and doesn't really care what other people think, which I think is a very good mindset to have in life.
Do you know that, Brianna, do you know the real reason I don't wear a mask? Do you have a guess?
Well, I mean, obviously the assumption I have is you have a medical condition.
No, I don't.
Okay. Then what's the reasoning?
It's because I know it's a lie. And I know that someone has to take a stand. Someone has to lead by example. And I know one day I'm either going to get killed or I'm going to be revered. And I know that's one of my purposes in life, and that jumps to my next question for both of you. Mm-hmm. Like, have you thought about – I know you guys are very young, and you probably haven't thought about it too much as maybe I have, or maybe even your dad. Have you thought about what your meaning of life is? Because I think that's a very important thing to think about. It's something that most people who lie in their deathbed, when they've been asked that question, you know, what do you regret? One of the top two regrets is – I wish I knew what my meaning of life was. And the second one is, I wish I didn't work as much.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about my meaning of life for decades now, and I don't want to be average. I want to make a difference. I want to make the world a better place. And I know if people wear a mask, it will make the world an awful place. That's mm-hmm. the real reason I do it.
I was going to say my counter is, you want to make the world a better place, or you want people to just remember who you are so your name doesn't go unnoticed in life.
No, I don't have a desire for that kind of legacy. I have other legacy issues, but that's not one of them. I'm not going to hang my hat on that one. Nope.
Okay.
I just know, and look what has happened. I mean, I'll never forget March 27th. My wife came home and said, oh, they closed down the school. She's a school teacher. And she said, they're going to close it down for 2 weeks. And I laughed at her. I said, no, you don't understand.
It was earlier than that.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like, wasn't it
Well, 311 was the official non-announcement.
No, but she was still going to – they were still going to school. I remember it was like 2 weeks later, and she goes, this is only going to be 2 more weeks. I said, no, I've been reading about Agenda 21 now for over 2 decades, close to 3 decades. This is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been right about that. And I've been right about a lot of things, not because I'm a legacy person or a right person. It's because I know how to read.
Yeah, you're doing the research. That's why.
These people are telling us what they're going to do to us. And if we continue to worry about what other people think about us, we're doomed. Completely doomed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the trick. They know everyone's worried about what other people think.
Of course.
There's just not enough John Waynes, Bruce Willis's, or whatever fictional characters are out there that are willing to go against the grain and take a stand. And heroes really only exist in movies. It's obvious that there really are no heroes here to save us. No one is falling from the sky in tight leather pants with a crown or a magic wand to say, here I am, I'm here to save. And mm-hmm. Trump is definitely not here to save anybody except himself.
No.
Unfortunately.
He's part of the deep state, the one he keeps rallying about. It's the same thing.
He's just the other flavor of mm-hmm. I'm here fighting for you, fighting against the deep state. So yeah, he's no hero. He could be the anti-hero for all I care. So,
do you have more?
I'll just answer your original question.
Okay.
Go back to that.
Sure.
I would say my meaning of life varies every other day. One day it's mm-hmm. I want to help people with this situation and go against the grain. And then the next day I'm back on my selfish self again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to take care of my own self because I've been losing it lately, honestly. It's been getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's been getting way worse. I just get more disgusted.
Disgusted with those around you or yourself, or who are you getting disgusted by or with?
Other people. I tend to blame other people, but definitely with myself. I mean, I definitely could be doing a lot more. And I don't know. And then I just say, it's been a rough day. I'll just take care of myself. But I'll wake up another morning and I'm like, you know what? Maybe today I'll talk to a few people and spread my message.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I try to set little goals in my head. Like, all right, I'll try to spread it to some people today.
But the one thing that you have not revealed is that what your spreading of your message is working.
Yes.
Talk about that, because people want to hear that. People think, oh, I can't say anything. It's going to ruffle feathers. People are going to hate me. Tell all of your successes that you had just this week or the last 2 weeks. It's been fantastic.
All right. So I work at a very famous coffee shop. I don't know what its name is.
No, you don't have to reveal. You don't.
Does
don't.
It rhyme with Warbucks?
You don't have to reveal.
Do they serve burnt coffee?
I can't say.
Okay. You work somewhere you work in retail. That's all you should say.
I work in retail.
Yes. You work with the public.
I do.
Which is a very hard job. I used to work in retail too. It's the worst job ever, retail. But it's a big
business.
This
isn't about retail. Let the kids speak.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. So everyone I work with is very scared. Very, very, very scared. And a lot of people come in, don't wear masks, or they have it half on. And you get to know these people every day. And then you just get to talking, and I will sort of hint at it a little bit more and more. And then before you know it, I'm like best friends with them. And every day when they come in, we talk about the latest
nonsense.
Yeah. And then my coworkers are like, why are you talking to him? Isn't he Republican, or isn't he for Trump? Or
that's funny.
I'm like, and these people leave big tips too. And I'm like, yep, I did it for the tips for you guys. I'm telling you, I live a triple life at this point.
Are the Republicans the big tippers? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. They got money. oh my gosh, they got dirt, they have old money.
Okay, that's good. All right.
Yeah, I love how everyone at my work hates them until that money's sitting in the tip jar.
Until that $50 bill slides into their pant pocket. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they want us to call the cops if they don't wear a mask, but all of a sudden the mask rule doesn't apply when that tip hits the jar.
And can I say, can I just interject? This is the whole way you've just outlined how the whole PSYOP is working. It's completely money driven. For instance, a sheriff, 13 sheriffs we're told are speaking out against the governor in California. And his answer to them is, if you don't enforce my orders, you might not get any of the COVID's money. Or I'll make sure you don't get any of the COVID's money. So it's a complete, absolute bribery situation at every single level. I am convinced that every single puppet that's dancing right now and telling us what to do has a huge money carrot hanging over their head. It's not so much a hammer. It's more a carrot saying, listen, do you want to distribute trillions of dollars to your constituents and you will look like Jesus Christ incarnate? And that is really, I think, the chief mechanism for every country everywhere. They're being told the money will never, ever stop as long as you follow orders.
So well, yes, the money's the biggest, the power driver in the world. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Sorry to cut you off. I'm just intrigued of what Ty has been doing in his Warbucks place of work to change minds.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
I'm
go ahead.
Intrigued.
You had some other success stories too.
Could you remind me? I mean, I have so many at this point. I've been talking to. I keep saying at this point.
Well, you're your manager's dad.
I wasn't going to go there.
Okay. But that was a success story.
Go ahead with whatever you've been doing. I mean, how did this come about? Like, what exactly were you just had an epiphany one day and you're like, I'm going to change lives? It's a great day to save lives, kids. Go ahead.
Well, my dad's been trying to get me to do that for a long time. And I feel like I've been trying since March with people. Hmm. And I never get tired of talking about it for some reason. Never grow old of talking about it. I mean, other people do. They're like, I mean, I have some truthy kind of friends, and they don't even they want something different to talk about now.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little dark and dingy and depressing. So.
No, it does. And again, I'm very negative about. I'm just a negative person, and I need to work on it. But it's just so important. Do you try it with – I mean, I guess you talked about it a little bit. You do try it with people? You just sort of test it and see what happens?
I've tested the waters. Yeah, I haven't, you know, flat open like, it's a hoax. It's a lie because, you know, the moment you say hoax, people's fight or flight just comes in and they want to karate chop you in the neck and just
– Exactly.
Yeah. It's more of a – yeah, the subtle like – What are your thoughts on this? Like, what if people are pressuring you to do this and this and this? Like, what do you want to do? Like, I talked with my roommates. I mean, I don't really have many friends outside of my roommates. And I
well,
I
you
don't
can't
have a,
now. You can't. You're
well, no, you can't. But
you can't. You've been
that's mostly who I just
forced into
to
a bubble.
We've discussed it a while ago. It was just kind of a, like, what are your thoughts? You know, what, like, they're afraid that the vaccine is chipped, which is a whole nother ball of wax, mind you, because, I mean, my argument with that is, that's a whole other argument if we want to open that can of worms, but,
Next show.
It's just, they think it's chipped. That's the main reason they don't want to get it, and that's where their minds immediately went, and it was,
forget the fertility part, huh?
Yeah, forget. Well, mind you, even before Marcus mentioned that, even I had no idea.
Really?
I didn't. No, because the main
thing.
Glad
he mentioned it.
The main thing with our generation, what I always see everywhere is that it's chipped. Oh my God, the government's going to track you, blah, blah, blah. To me, that's not the scariest part because I have a phone that is basically another limb. And that is what has been listening to me for years with the targeted ads. Like, I know it's listening. I get targeted ads on Instagram. Like, I will mention, like, oh, I want to like go swimming again, and I'll get bathing suit ads, and it's like, oh, okay. So
amazing.
Like that's not the scary part to me. I guess now I have a new fear. Thank you. The sterilization thing.
Oh, absolutely.
That's blame my dad.
That's not fun. Because the chip thing, I personally, I don't care. I mean, we've been tracked, we've been listened to for years. That's not, I don't care. I think the tracker thing and the one chip in your arm with a health card, a wallet, honestly, I find that pretty cool. Obviously, the older generation, probably not. Probably cringing as I said that.
I just cringed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only reason you're saying that is because we've been propagandized that older people are dusty and you shouldn't listen to them. And it's just nonsense. It's just propaganda to make it so you don't get the wisdom from older people. Older people are going to explain what the downsides and maybe the good sides of tracking. I held out forever getting this Apple iPhone 7 Plus. It's a great phone. And every day I find new things that are really more convenient about it. And then there are other days where it's really scary what it can do. I mean, I'm not one of them Luddites where I'm like, no, I'm not going to turn off the phone and go back to one of them debit phones. I'm not like that. I'm just careful. And that wraps really back around to my original question, which is, are you glad you know or are you glad you don't know? And if I could give a little – Tim, how much more time do you have? It's 9 o'clock right now.
Well, I think we should try and wrap it up because it's better to let the audience – or give the audience something to come back to because I think
we're – cliffhanger.
I think we're doing really well. I think this call has been fantastic, and I want the audience to come back next week for next week's episode.
Well, I don't know if there's going to – that's the thing. I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen next week. So I take it week by week. I have no idea what's going to happen next week.
I think we can talk in a week. I know what you're saying, that everything is moving very quickly. I hope that we're not going to have a cyber attack power down situation next week. Other than that, what would stop us?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to be a fear monger, but I take it a day at a time, and I look at today and I'm not looking at next week. I'm very much rapidly making plans for the future, and I have no idea what's going to happen next week. So I'll wrap it up with this. Uh-huh. I would like to talk about all the benefits of knowing. And maybe, Tim, you and I can kind of wrap on that because I didn't hear any of the youngins talking about the good things about knowing, unless I missed something. Ty, is there a good thing to know?
I'll just say this really quick. I have made some really good friendships this year, actually.
Oh, good.
Because of this. I never thought I would ever bond with people over this. I really didn't. I know my dad always did in the past, and I was like, couldn't be me. But seriously, I've grown really close to people. So that's all I'm going to say for now.
Everyone's cards are on the table when it comes to what's happening. Before, you could ignore to your heart's content everything that's happening around you. Now everyone has been forced to put their cards on the table in one way or the other and let everyone know their position. Now, I'm not talking about perfect strangers necessarily, but the people around you in your immediate community, there's just no way to avoid what is your stand on what's happening because it's in your face every single day, every which way you turn. The bus shelter, the radio, the TV, planes in the sky with messages. You can't get away from it. So you have to have an opinion. Well, and this week's show is you need an opinion on the vaccine because it's being rushed to a needle near you. So you better figure out what your position is because you don't want to make an irrational last minute off the seat of your pants decision. You should have a little bit of information before you get poked. So, okay, that just stopped the whole. Okay, hello, are we still on? Click.
We could all ramble on forever, but
we could.
Not wrapping up, so I didn't want
to. Yeah, no.
I wanted to jog your memory about how good things have come from this in being in the know. Mm-hmm. Ready? Jessica, our neighbor.
Yeah, I would agree.
And so explain that, or do you want me to?
I don't know much about that.
Well, let me back it up. So mom was listening from the beginning until 8:35, and then she got a text, and then she went walking with Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
That is a friend that we'd never had before this happened.
Right.
Okay. How about Joe from Cape May? I'm sorry, Lewis. Lewis from Cape May.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yes,
How about that? Tell them about that.
Oh, so my dad was in the car. We were at the beach this summer, and everyone was masked up on the boardwalk except
me.
The four of us, but you weren't with us when we met him.
No, he saw us at the beach.
We met him. Let me tell the story.
No, because I said to him, he kept looking at me. I was telling, and I'm like, I thought he was hot for you. I thought he was gay, and he was hot for you.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Well, he wasn't hot for you. You're too old, Marcus.
No, he was hot for my son.
Okay.
There are a lot of gay people like me. We'll get into that another time.
That's how you're going to get people to come back to listen.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. Wow, we are really getting off track.
So he was looking at you. I went to the car, and then he followed you. And then what happened?
Well, he just came up to my mom and said something as we were washing our feet on the little shower, the outdoor showers they have at beaches.
Uh-huh.
And somehow we just started talking about, you know, I think he just said crazy world or something. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, we just went into everything.
For how long?
Oh.
Hours.
It was hours.
And then we saw him again. And then a third time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
that never would have happened if we were politically correct and wore the mask.
No. I don't know. It's just these people that I'm friends with that have the same opinion, they're just like the closest conversations. You're just so grateful to know someone. Mm-hmm. It's such a joyous feeling that you don't get talking about other topics.
And now you are talking to someone that's literally 8 hours away north. Brianna, where do you go to college near where your dad is?
Yeah, about 2 hours away.
So that's another 10 hours away. You're talking to a worldwide audience intimately.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe this will inspire other people. Maybe John LeBron will know someone who maybe Uncle Ah will know It'll start.
It's great.
It could all start from this conversation. This is the upside of knowing. And that doesn't include all the other upsides. Like, do you really not want to know what's coming so you can't avoid it? Like, do you want to be in the dark and then get blindsided when it happens? For example, I heard that they were going to close down the gyms. We talked about this for 2 weeks now.
So our gyms are closed here in Toronto.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So what do? We keep going to the gym to get as much of it in before they close it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little thing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of big things that we know to avoid because we know it's a lie. For example, we went to Cape May a week ago, right?
Yep.
And they said here in Pennsylvania that if you leave the state and you come back in, you have to quarantine for 14 days. I forget if we had this conversation last week.
We did. And you did not, and nothing happened.
And so nothing far. Happened.
Right.
Right. And bring it on, dudes. Bring it on. So because I know it's a lie, because I am not afraid, and because I know the truth about what's going on, I'm able to live a better life than most people are doing right now. They are living in fear. I am not going to live in fear. Mm-hmm. Period. End of story. I can go on and on, but I know you guys want to wrap this up.
Yeah. And I'm not living in fear either, although I am very worried about the unruly mob. If the mob believes in something completely ridiculous, it's very difficult for those that don't believe in something ridiculous to get a pass, because the tyranny of the majority is very dangerous to the minority, whether you're racial minority, sexual minority, whether you're belief minority, religious minority. The minority always has to be very careful because it doesn't matter how civil the majority seems to be, they can quickly get uncivil and it can get dangerous. That is my biggest worry. And when the majority is empowered to basically beat on the minority, and the minority doesn't even have the official protection from the government that's supposed to be all powerful. That's when things get, to me, they get scary and dangerous. So when the official government, the people that control the people with weapons, when they basically said it's open season on those that don't believe, that is very, very dangerous to me. And,
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to send you one more link before we wrap this up, and I would like you to take a look at the comments. If they pop up, they might have turned them off. Darn it, they turned them off. So in the show notes, I will post a link called Unacceptable 74% Noncompliance When It Comes to Contract Tracing Efforts.
This is
in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I've seen the government admit at least half the people won't take the vaccine. I'm seeing New Jersey saying 74% of people are noncompliant when it comes to contact tracing. Who are the minority again?
Well, exactly. We don't know for sure. We don't know what the numbers are, because we know this whole game has been lying with numbers. We don't know. And they're never going
to
let us.
Anything, aren't they going to exaggerate on the opposite end? Aren't they going to say 99.7% of people want to take the vaccine, 96.2% want to do contracting?
Well, so, I don't think that would be the logical thing, but they're making it very hard to track. Go ahead, Brianna.
Well, no, my only thing is, both of you are American, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
USA. USA.
My thing with the percentages of, 74% of people don't want to do this and don't want to do that, blah, blah, blah. My most controversial statement that I will say tonight will be the fact that the media I know, when I see things, and everyone that I see on the media is against America, because America is the bad guy in this situation, the one that doesn't want to do anything. Why aren't they compliant? Why aren't they listening? This is why their cases are so high, blah, 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 blah. In this case, the minority of people who don't want to do things are in every other place of the world except for America. And the reason I firmly believe that is because freedom and just freedom in general has been pushed into America for generations. And the fact that you all still have guns and you can still basically defend yourselves against whatever corruption will happen in this world is something that you still have and you don't want taken away from you, which is fair. I understand. The way they say it in the rest of the countries is they take away the guns because it'll help protect you from bad people, when in the end you still have the guns to have your freedom. And if something happens in the end and things become corrupt and the government goes haywire, then you have the guns to protect yourself. We have kitchen knives. Hooray. And the minorities in this case, I would say, is everywhere else in the world except for America, because America has been against things being taken away from them for long, because it is built into their constitution that you have this freedom. And in this case, it's being taken away with the masks, with the vaccine, with them always trying to take away the guns, and that is what they are firm believers in, which is fine. I've never seen anything wrong with that. America, sure, you do you. All I hate is the whole USA is the best. No offense. I can't stand people who are like that. I mean, all the power to you for your country, but it's just been beat on and crapped on for so long because they are not conforming like the rest of the world. So in that case, America's not a minority because everybody else is trying to not conform, which I think is fine. And the rest of the world, unfortunately, sees them as the bad guy because the media has made them the bad guy because they don't conform and they don't listen. And why isn't America developing like the rest of the world? They're the terrible people, horrible. They've got an Oompa Loompa for a president, and he's making it worse. And now there's Joe Biden, the pedophile, and it's all going downhill from here. He's going to die. Kamala's going to be president, and all the things are going to blow up in America. And that's what the world is waiting for. They're waiting for America to blow up because they're not conforming, and they probably never will, which is the only country left who's like that, and the only country who still kind of has that pull in the world that they won't conform. And I think that is this, besides everything else of trying to sterilize the world and take away their children to bring down that population, it's to destroy America. And that minority is not an America of people who are fighting back. People who are fighting back are in the countries that have already been taken over and completely controlled by all this. But the minorities are not in America. The majority is in America of people who are trying to fight this. And that is what the media is trying to destroy. And that is what they will continue to try to destroy, because the rest of the world has been taken over by this. And technically, we should all be fine, I guess, in quotations, fine, because we're not really fine. But as of the world trying to take us down, they're not trying as hard to take us down as they are trying to hard to take America down. Because they don't comply and they don't listen. So I don't remember what the original point was.
I think you're sort of listening to me. Some of my stuff has rubbed off a bit. I like that. That was good.
The minorities in this case, the minorities aren't in America. They are in the rest of the world. Because
right.
America,
in countries like Canada. Yeah.
It's not controlled. Everywhere else is controlled. Everywhere else has that governmental protection because the government's going to save you. But for decades and generations, that's not been the case in the States, because that – they are freedom people. They're free people. It's a free country. You have your beliefs, and that's a perfectly fine way to be. But unfortunately, the rest of the world does not think it is anymore, and they're going to try to take them down.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest problems of all this, which is trying to take down probably the only freestanding country in the world, the biggest powerhouse, probably one of them. But they're going to try to take it down because it doesn't conform with literally the rest of the 6 billion people on the planet. So
yeah,
there you go.
Well, that was good.
Woo!
Woo! Should we end it there?
I wanted to. Well, first of all, let me end by saying I agree that USA is not all that. I live in the United States. I am not proud to be an American. I'm very vocal about that. I am thrilled to be living in the geographic area that I live. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I've never gotten a passport. I have no desire to go anywhere else but here in North America, specifically the United States. So I agree with that. As far as this idea that we think we're free, well, that's just psychological operations. We're not free. We've never been free. If we were free, we'd be able to post something to YouTube and it wouldn't be taken down. And I can go on and on with those examples. If I was free, I wouldn't be the guy at the Chinese restaurant wouldn't say fucking asshole to me because I wasn't wearing a mask. I mean, I can go on and on with that. We're not free at all. We're just given the idea that we're free. That's all.
Yeah, I get what she's trying to say.
All right. I understand. That's what I said. I understand. The media is telling us we're free, but we're not free.
How about some closing remarks? Look, that was Brianna. That was very good. I can't add to that because it sort of sounds like something I've said, but you said it in a much more youthful way. Why don't we just let Ty have the last word?
Oh, wow. All right. So, Brianna, I'm super impressed, by the way. I was sure what level – I wasn't sure how far your dad corrupted you.
Well,
he did a good job.
Yes, you do.
It makes me feel better to know more people like you are out there, definitely. Because I've been down lately, so this stuff like this definitely helps.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. I would say ultimately, no matter what people's beliefs are, I would say this is probably the belief that no one will ever verbalize. You just gotta kind of find your way to find those people. I will say beliefs. I won't go and, you know, shout them on top of a rooftop, but I know other people like me are out there, but they just won't say anything because obviously they're too afraid. I mean, same. Like, I won't go say this, you know, to anybody, because I'm not that kind of confident person who's okay with being verbally beaten. Like, mm-hmm. I, from retail experience, I don't like that.
Like, you don't like conflict.
Absolutely not. No. Mm-hmm. It's a interesting belief to have, you know, if you don't like conflict, you gotta be, you gotta be a certain kind of person. But yeah, you're definitely never alone in any regard ever. Mm-hmm. There's always gonna be somebody. There's 7 billion people on this planet currently.
So we're told.
Well, you're never alone.
Well, you're never alone when you're on the Fakeologist podcast, or in Marcus's case, the My Exclave podcast. So why don't we agree that this was a great success, and that we should reconvene at the earliest time possible? Mm-hmm. Maybe not within the week, but maybe next week. Why don't we leave it open that we'll try and get four different schedules to resynchronize, and we'll come back for another hour or so, because I think this was great. And did I restrain myself enough?
You're great, yes.
Okay. And Marcus was pretty quiet tonight.
I'm always quiet. You always say that. I'm always quiet. I say things in very short bursts, and then I sit back.
All right. And Ty, did you get everything that you wanted out?
I did. I really wanted to listen, so this was perfect.
Oh, great.
This is very good.
So why don't we save up for next week and try and create – I'm sure the media will give us a million new talking points for next week. So if we can agree to possibly reconvene, I think people might like to listen to it.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. And we'll just – why don't we listen to Ken Copeland on the way out? He's always good for a laugh. Good night, everybody.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord.